Okay, today's daf is by Metzia Daf Mem Gimel. Daf Mem Gimel, the last full blot in Hafkid, and Bezrashem tomorrow starts Perak HaZahav, the fourth Perak. But today we're in the end of a Mafkid where we get to touch on a couple of sugyas, a couple of Shas sugyas that have come up in the past, as we will see. Says the Mishnah, HaMafkid, we actually start on Daf Mem Gimel, today is Daf Mem Gimel. Amazing. HaMafkid Moses El Shulchani. Somebody gives money to a shulchani, right? To money changer, somebody who deals with money all day, and you gave money to him. So the question is, what was the assumption in terms of, did you give it to him to use, to watch? So it depends. In Sruin, if the money is tied up in a bag, so lo yishtamesh bohen. So then the assumption is that you gave it to him just to watch, and he cannot use them. Lufichach, therefore, because he cannot use them, im avdu, if they get lost, enu chayavach v'yusan. Then he's not chaybach rayas, meaning he's not a shoel. He can't use them. So he just gave it to you to watch, and therefore he's either shomer chinam, shomer sachar, and therefore he is going to be patur from the assumption is he's a shomer chinam, and therefore he's going to be patur from aveda, from gedevan aveda. We'll see if he could fit into shomer sachar as well. But at least pashtus, he's at least a shomer chinam. Mutarin, but if he gave over money that was open, it was an open sack, wasn't locked up. Yishtamish b'hem. So then the assumption is that you gave it to him, but not that he's not allowed to use them. He could use them, and then he has to give them back to you afterwards. So therefore, if he uses them, if they get lost, because he has the right to use them, so chayev b'achrayus, then he is responsible for whatever happens to them. That was part one. If you put it with a chenva, a shulchani who always uses the money. Just the Meiri quotes on this Gemara on the Mishnah, Chachme Provence. Right, of course, all these halachas only apply if you give currency that could be used in this place where this shulchani lives. Aval chatichos kesef. If you give just slabs of silver, o matbea shel zahav she adam tzarach lahachlifo kodim sheitza anu. If you give him something of value, but it's not something that is liquid right here in the place where you gave it to him, but it's a slab of silver, a gold coin that you have to switch before you're able to use it. So then, afilu mutarin lo yishtamesh, vadai. So that the assumption is, if you didn't give him something liquid right now, it must be you gave it to him to watch. And therefore he cannot switch it. Why kol kayotze b'zeh kapin hu balabayis b'kach, v'hadvarim nirin, says the Meiri. So it must be that what we're talking about here in this Mishnah is most, mamish most, that are usable right now. So that is the first half of the Mishnah, that if you gave it to a shulchani, somebody who's always and constantly using and changing money. But it's a balabayis, if you gave it to a private person, a balabayis, so then, bein sururin ubein mutar lo yishtamesh behen. Then if you, no matter how you give it to him, the assumption is that you did not want him to use it. You don't think he's going to use it, you don't have to do that for a living, and therefore why should you think that he's going to use your money? So it must be that you gave it to him just to watch. Lufichach, therefore, im avdu eino chayvach reyusan. Therefore, if the money gets lost, so then you are not chay, the shomer is not chay b'achrayis. He wasn't allowed to use them. He was, let's say, a shomer chinam, and therefore he's going to be pater from aved. Third case. What about a chenvani? A chenvani is somebody in the middle, right? A storekeeper, somebody who is not a private person at home, but he does deal with money. Does deal with money. He has transactions. He needs some change every so often, but he's not a shulchani who does it for a living. So, who is that like? So, machlokas. Chenvani ke balabayas div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that the chenvani is like a balabayas, and therefore he's not allowed to use it, and he's pater ba'aveda. Rabbi Yehuda omer, chenvani kishulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, because a chenvani does deal with money, so therefore, even though not as much as a shulchani, but still, he is considered a shulchani. Yehuda Mekubetzes just explains the machlokas, quoting in the name of Rabbi Yehonasan, the Tanakama, who says that a chenvani, Rabbi Meir says that a chenvani is like a balabayas. Afal pishet srichim lo maus harbe liknos mine peros v'shemen v'yayin. Even though he needs, says the Tanakama, a lot of money to buy all of his items, lahamid v'chanuso shleyechsa shum davar, to make sure that he doesn't have any lack in his store. Afal pikein dino kedin balabayas. Still, you treat him like a balabayas, even though he needs a lot of money, but still, he doesn't do it for a living. He uses money, but doesn't change money for a living. But Rabbi Yehuda Palik, Biyamar Dino Kedin Shulchani. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the din is a shulchani, he's like a shulchani, because he deals with money, he's not like a balabais. He's more like a shulchani. Okay. Says the Gemara, Mishum de Tzrurin lo yishtamish bahen. You gave it to a chenvani. I'm saying you give it to a shulchani. A shulchani always uses money. That's what he does. So just because it's wrapped up, he can't use them? Maybe you just wrapped it up because you don't want it to fall out. You just wrapped it up because that's how you carry money. You don't carry money in open bags. So because they're tsruin, lo yishtamishman, you can't use them? So said the Gemara, Amar of Asi, it wasn't just wrapped up. Amar of Yehuda, bitsruin v'chasumin shanu. It was wrapped up and there was a signet. It was chasum. It was chasum on the... as it was closed, and therefore, why would anybody put a chasima? So it must be that he wants it to stay closed, right? Like the halachas of chasima ba yayinesef, that you put a chasima on the wine to make sure that you know it wasn't tampered with. Or sometimes you have, I'm asked to give letters of reference sometimes. So sometimes they say letters of reference, you have to write something on the back of the envelope so that they know that it wasn't open. So that's it was so you know that there was a kapeda that it shouldn't be open. So that's the case. If you give it to a shulchani just tied up, then he's allowed to use it. But if you gave it to him tied up and chasumin, there was a chasima on it, so then he's not allowed to use it. Rav Mari Amar, but kesher mishuna. It was a unique type of knot that you closed it up with. It wasn't just a regular knot that would be there to make sure the money doesn't fall out, but it was a kesher mishuna, which would tell me that it was specifically done. Igad Amri, or maybe the second answer wasn't an answer, but it was put as a question. Poi Rav Mari, Kesher Mishuna Mai, would Kesher Mishuna be enough? Teku, and we don't have that answer. Remember what we mentioned in the Parsha Shir, that Teku, right, be Medaik in the Teku, Elionav is not going to tell us the Halacha Mefurashos. Just going to tell us the questions, right, if we have any Sfakis. But like all Hilchas Tumen Tara and Kachim, he's not going to tell us like Mefurs Halachas in Mishnayos and in Rambams. That we have to know ourselves. After we learn everything, then he's going to tell us the Sfakis. We can't just rely on, I'll learn everything when Mashiach comes. No, we have to learn now. We have to learn everything now, and then any questions that we have, Eliyahu Navi will answer. Kushyus Vabayus. Okay, says the Gemara, Mutarin Yishtamish Bohen V'chulu, if they are open, if they are not tied up, or in a special way, as we just said, so then the Shulchani is allowed to use them. So Amr of Machlokas Amaram, coming up. Amr of Ahuna V'afilu Nansu. Rav Huna holds, even if an Ones happens, so then they are responsible, meaning the Shulchani is clear to Shoel. Right, that's what Asafilu Nansu. He's here to show, well, he's allowed to use the money, and therefore he's chayv and onsin. Says the Gemara of Duktani, how could you say the Mishnah means even if an ones happened? It said, even if it got lost. If it got lost, that's usually, we usually think of three levels, Pshia, Kenev Vaveda, and ones. Right, so how could you put ones into the Mishnah? So Kidda Rabba, so Rabba said, we had this once before, to Amar Rabba, Nignavu, what does Nignavu mean? Balistimizuyin. You could translate the word Kenev Vaveda as an ones. Nignavu means armed robbers. So that is case of an ones. Avdu, what is avdu? What could avdu mean? Shetava svinaso bayam. That the boat got lost at sea, right? And that's what lost means. So it is an ones case. So that's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna says that the Mishnah is even a kind of case of ne'ensu, and the Shulchan is third a shoel. Rav Nachman Amar, ne'ensu lo. Rav Nachman says, no, not if an ones occurs. Right, only if the Gnev Aveda occurs. He's not a meaning, he's a Shomer Sachar. He's not a Shoel. So Amar Le Rava. So Rava says, 1 minute. Amar Le Rava Rav Nachman. Rava says to Rav Nachman, who says, not by Ones. Rav Nachman, who says, he's here to Shomer Sachar. L'didach to Amrit Nemsu. According to you, who says, Nansu, lo, right, even if Nansu, then he's not responsible. Sa'alma lo havi Shoel alayhu. What does that tell me? That the Shulchan is not called a Shoel. So 1 minute, he's Shoel lo havi, Shomer Sachar, nami lo havi. If he's allowed to use the money, how do you have this middle? If he's allowed to use the money, you should go all the way. You should say he's a Shoel. If he's not a Shoel, then why is he a Shomer Sachar? Where do you come up with this Pshara opinion? So he answers, Amar Lei, the following. Right, he should be either, he could use it, so he's a Shoel, or he should be nothing, like a Shomer Chinam. Right, why Shomer Sachar? Where is he getting paid? He's not getting paid. So Amar Lei, he is somewhat getting something. Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman answers, Bahamudina Lacha. I'll admit this to you. Hoil v'nehene mehane. No, since he's getting some hana, he's not getting paid, but he's getting something. What's he getting? The rights to use the money. The rights to use the money is worth something to him. And it's as if he's getting paid. B'yahu hana di'imisrami le'zvina. This hana, that if he has a transaction to do. De is baravcha zavan behu. If he has a transaction where he can make some profit, right, then he can take part in that now that he has liquid money. So havalayu shomer sachar. Because of that, he is a shomer sachar. He's not a shoel, totally, because he didn't accept, have that agreement at the beginning, but he does get something out of it, therefore we'll give him at least the status of a shomer sachar. Rashi points out here that even Rav Nachman agrees that once he uses the money, he's chayv and onsin. He's going to be a shoel once he uses the money. That everybody agrees to. The shaila is before he uses the money. From the time that he gets the money until the time that he uses it. That's what Rashi says on the fourth skinny line. Ne'en sulo calls man shalonish tamesh lo havi shoel. Right? As long as he didn't use the money, he's not a shoel. Ela avdu davka chayiv kishomer sachar. Right, that's an important Rashi. Rashi points out that everybody here agrees that once he uses the money, he's called a shoel. The machlokas is, what about beforehand? Okay. Tosis earlier on Daf Chavtes paralleled this machlokas with an earlier machlokas we had. Right, what's the machlokas here? The machlokas here is about a shulchani that gets money. Is he a shomer sachar or is he a shoel? Earlier we had the machlokas about a shomer aveda. Shomer aveda. Is a shomer aveda considered a shomer sachar or not? So Tosfos says he thinks it's the same machlokas. Same machlokas parallels the machlokas between the two. But Rov Rishonim here quote a shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim, who distinguishes between the two machlokas. I'll read it to you from the Rashba. The Rashba here said the problem is because could we paskin like one in one place and one in the other place? Could we paskin shomer sachar in one place and non-shomer sachar in the other place? So Tosfos seems to say no on Daf Chav Tes and Aleph. But the Rishonim point out that we split the Kaimalanka Rav Nachman. Says the Rashba, we pass on like Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman who says the second Shita, and that is Net and Sulo. That here he is the Shulchan is a Shomer Sachar. Ask the Rashba, V'Avagav the Kaimalan B'Dmeya Veda Karebi Tarfon. D'Amar B'Pirkin Del El D'Chayv Afilu B'Onsin. We earlier we pass in like Rabbi Tarfon Adaf Chavtes that you're Chayv in an Onsin by a Shomer Aveda. So Kfar Tirgama, Rabbeinu Ephraim Zal, Rabbeinu Ephraim already explained it. There's a difference between the case of Shomer Aveda and our case. Over there, Dahasam, Kiva Demei Kara, Chayiv Bigneva Va'aveda, Kashomer Sachar. Since at the moment that you pick it up, the moment that you would pick up the Aveda, you're a Shomer Sachar. Why, if you remember, Pruta to Rav Yosef, because if an Ani would come at that very second, you wouldn't have to give the money to the Ani, because you're Osig B'Mitzvah, and therefore you profit a Pruta at the moment that you pick it up. So you're a Shomer Sachar when you start, Mishum to Osig B'Mitzvah Hu, V'chai Mishum Pruta to Rav Yosef. So then, once Chazal allow you to use it, you go up one level. You're a Shomer Sachar to begin with, right when you pick it up. So Chazal bump you up once they give you the allowance to use it. So you got to take some responsibility if you're allowed to use the Aveda. Hashta tihitiru lolish tamish b'chayin asku darga b'chayiv avilu b'onsin. You go up one level. But over here, v'lhacha d'ilo havi shari lolish tamushi b'chayin. If Chazal didn't tell you that you're allowed to use them based on how they were given to you, havi alayo shomer chinam, all you'd be is a shomer chinam. So when Chazal allow you to use it, they go up one level. Right, so that is Rabbeinu Ephraim's chilek quoted there in the Baal Amar, but also quoted here in the Rashba, that the difference, you can paskin differently when Chazal give you the allowance to use an Aveda, and Chazal give you the allowance here, by a Shulchani, there's a difference. Over there, you started as a Shomer Sachar, so they could bump you up to a Shoel, Chayvin Onsin. Over here, you started out as a Shomer Chinam, so you only go up one level to a Shomer Sachar. That's one chilek. The Ravid, quoted there also in the Rashba, the Ravid also was...
Could it be more like a sochir? Because if he has the opportunity to reuse the mouse when the...
But are you paying for it? A sochir pays for it. Sochir pays for it, and you're not paying for it. Here's a machlokas, we'll see later on whether a sochir is like a shomer chinam or like a shomer sochir. But you pay for it. I don't think kolana shalo, right? If the maskir is getting hana. That's one difference. The Ravid has a different chilek. The Ravid there also quoted in the Rashba. The Ravid zal piresh mishum dahasam samcha daite lish tamushe behu. Over there, when you pick it up for someone, you're doing him a good a favor. And when you pick it up, you expect to be able to use it until the original owner comes. Avalachalos samcha daite amar hashta asi marida zuzi ba'ilu. The guy might come in any minute. I don't know if he gave it to me to use. And therefore, hilkach lo havi shoel gomur achi yishtamish. So therefore, like Rashi says, once he uses it, then he's sure a shoel. That is the Ravid's chilek. One other, we have the Rabbeinu Ephraim, we have the Ravid, and one more, we have the Ritva. The Ritva, saw Rabbeinu Ephraim, remember, and saw everything in his Rebbe's sefer, the Rashba, and he has a different chilek. He quotes Rabbeinu Ephraim and he says, "V'nachon hu?" Then he has his own chilek, and he says, "How did the person get this item?" V'yod yesh lomar, dehasa midas bailum ba'ulo, umin hastam kacha yedashneim, shelo yischayiv el b'gneiv v'aveidim b'nei hanas shimush. Over here, this is the right, this is the Ritva on Daf Chav Tes. So when he says hasam, it means an argamar. So hasam in our Gemara, where it was given to you by the owner, so the understanding must be that you could use it based on a certain benefit that you get. Aval hachash lo bo hamos liyoda brushes bailam. Over the, by Shomer Aveda, the bailam didn't give it. Right, the owner, the motzei found it. Ubezdin hu diyavile reshusa lahan fukinun. It's Bezdin who's giving you the allowance. It's not a umdino what the person must have thought, but it's Bezdin which is giving you the allowance. Dilumidina lo haylo likabahen. Because really, it's not yours. You shouldn't be able to touch it. Bezdin gives you the allowance. Lo ratzu chacham im lasis lo reshus ela im kein hein et slomei achshav kemil vegemura lischayev ba'onsin. May Rebbe Zal. If it's Bezdin doing it, Bezdin is giving you such an allowance to use it when they're not supposed to, you got to be totally responsible. You got to be chayiv in an onsin. Over here, we're trying to assume what the person would want. So we don't have to say that you're totally responsible, chayiv in onsin, like you're like a shoel, right? Until you use it. And therefore, says the Ritva, that's the chilek. If they gave it to you, or Bezdin is giving you the allowance. So you have Rino Ephraim, you have the Ravid, and you have the Ritva to be mechalik between our case. We have a machloka shomer sachar and shoel, and the Gemara back on Daf Chav Tes. Also, when Chazal said that a shomer aved is allowed to use the item in some cases, whether it is shomer sachar or shoel.
This case is specifically Mos. And Mos is a different kind of thing because you don't have to give him back the dollar he gave you.
Right.
You give back a different dollar, and it's the same exact thing.
Well, according to right, I mean it's Mos. But remember, if it's let's say according to the Tanakhama, who says lo yish tamish b'hen because they were given srurin, you can't even open the bag.
Give it so the there bit. Is a shomer kinnon, he's not allowed to use it.
Right.
But if he gets it open,
he gets it open, he's allowed to use it, and it's like a milveh.
Because it's money.
Right.
It's fungible. And we specifically said it's not something that's not regular currency.
Right.
It's not the actual currency.
Right. So that's why once it's usable, do we parallel it exactly to that case? You could say in both cases they're usable. You're right. This is more, like you don't have to give back the same item, but you might say, let's say I didn't use it, and then something happens to it. So am I responsible for that in the same way? That's the machlokas, chayiv in onsin or chayiv in aved. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Eistei Rav Nachman l'Rav Huna. So Rav Nachman, who again said that he's not chayiv in onsin, says to Rav Huna, who says that he is chayiv in onsin, he is a shoel, hamafkin motzei zel shulchani, we have a tosefta in Me'ila. If somebody gives money to a shulchani, right? And who is this somebody? Rashi explains, the context there, the gizbar. Let's say the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash gives money to a money changer, and lo, he didn't realize he had two bags at home. He had Beis HaMikdash money, and he had his own money, and he gave Beis HaMikdash money by mistake. So Amakin Moses Shulchani, he gives the money to the Shulchani. Im Sirurin, if he gave them wrapped up, so then lo yishtamish bahen, then the Shulchani should not have used them. He had no right to use them. Lefichach, therefore, im Hotzi, if the Shulchani did use them, then lo ma'al ha-gizbar. The gizbar, the gabbai who gave it to him, does not violate Me'ila, because he gave it to him Srurin, so the Shulchani had no right to use them. And therefore the only Isser Me'ila is going to be by the Shulchani. But v'mutarin, but if he gave it to him open, loose, then yishtamish b'hen. As parallel to the Mishnah, he's allowed to use them. Lefichach, therefore, im Hotzi ma'al ha-gizbar. Therefore, if he was Motzi, then the Gizbar is Mo'el. Why? Because you could assume that the Shulchani could assume that the Gizbar wanted him to use it. And as we said back in Mesechas Kedushin, this is one of the three exceptions to the principle of Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, right? By Me'ila, by Shliach L'Siyad, and by Tzvichu Mechira. By those three cases, the Gemara says, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Right? If I tell somebody to do an Aveira and they do it, I get the Aveira. Even though usually the principle is Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, Aveiras don't pass through Shlichus. And therefore, Mala Gizbar. And the Gizbar violates. That's the Tosefta. So, we'll get back to that in a minute. But let's finish. First, Vim Amrit. Now, Rav Nachman finishes his question. The Amrit Afilu Nansu. And if you want to say that the Shulchani is Chayiv even in Onsin, so Ma'ar Yehotzi. So, if it's Chayiv in Onsin immediately, so why does it have to say, once you use it, Afilu Lo Hotzi Nami? Even if you didn't, warrant Motzi the money. Right, according to you, Rav Huna, who says that you're a shoel right away, even before you use it. So then, why does this Tosefta say specifically, Hotzi, you used it, even if you didn't use it? Even if you didn't use it, it should be a violation. It should be a Me'ila. Why? What's the violation? What's the violation? So there's a big discussion in Me'ila. We had it in the past a little bit. And that is, Me'ila is Gezel Hekdesh. There's a big discussion. How much is Me'ila Gezel? How much is it Zilzel Hekdesh? Rabbi Yosef Engel has those two ideas, whether it's more of a Gezel or Zilzel. But if you say it's a Gezel, so you have to do some type of Kinyan, right? When you're Motzi, it means just Hekdesh. So therefore, you violate. So if you're a Shoel, as we've said many times, that's kinyanim. That's kinyani she'ela. That's why you're allowed to use it. Why are you allowed to use it? Because right now you own it. Why are you chayiv an onsin if an ones occurs? Right? Because you didn't guard it properly? So probably not. Probably 99%, right? We'll get to one maybe a little later that says otherwise. But Pasha says the reason that the she'ela is chayiv is because he acquires it somewhat. Right? If he acquires it somewhat, so that's the isra me'ila. Me'ila means gezel hektish. And therefore, if it's yours, it should be right away. You should violate. Even if you didn't use it.
According to what we said in Rashi, that he only takes on the responsibility.
Well, that's according to the other Shita. According to the other Shita, Rashi said that, explained to Rav Nachman. But Akash is on Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, it says you're a Shoel right away, so you should violate Me'ila right away. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Really, you didn't have to use it. Right, so just to be parallel to the Rashi.
How does that work? Why is somebody guilty of Me'ila if he transferred it to a borrower and the borrower spent the money?
Why isn't he the gizbar? If the gizbar, because if he gave it to somebody to guard, so then it's never left the rishus of hektish, because the gizbar's yad is an extension of hektish. He's the gabai, and if he gives it to somebody else to watch and not use at all,
he gives it to someone who has the status of the shoel.
Only if it's mutarin, not if it's sururin. Right, if it's true, if it's tied up, then he's not allowed to use it, and therefore it never left Rishos Hekdesh, and therefore only when the Shulchani uses it, that's when it's Yosef Rishos Hekdesh, therefore the Shulchani is Chayiv in Me'ila. But if he gives it to him, Mutarin, he gives it to open, so the Gizbar hasn't done anything yet, because the Gizbar's hand is the Beis HaMikdash's hand. But the second that the Shulchani gets it, right, so it might be Bishogeg, he didn't know about it, but at that moment, he takes on the status of a Shoel, so it leaves the Rishos of the Shulchani, which is Yad Hekdesh, into his own Rishos, therefore he should violate Me'ila at that moment. Again, it could be there's a machlokas tanom, but the Me'ila is b'shogig or b'mezid. Ramei or Yehuda to discuss it. But that's what it should be. Okay, there is a discussion in, sometimes when we talk about Ein Shlichus V'Avera, maybe we'll talk more about that concept tomorrow, comes up again, but there is a sheet of the Rambam that we don't always touch on when we have this discussion. And that is, the Rambam has a line in Hilchos Me'ila, Perek Zayin Alacha Beis, Zayin Beis, where the Rambam is discussing Me'ila, right? Shliach l'dvar avera by Me'ila. And the Rambam says, U'b'chol ha-Torah kula ein shliach l'dvar avera, ela b'me'ila levada. Me'ila is the only exception to the rule. If I make somebody a shliach and they violate Me'ila, taking somebody away out of the Beis HaMikdash, that's the only exception of yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Right, so the big kasha on this Rambam is, seems to be against the Gemara. Against the Gemara. The Gemara Kiddushin says, the favorites, there are three exceptions to the rule. There isn't one exception. The Rambam says, this is the only one. Mila is the only one in Kol Torah Kula that Yishlech Levar Avera. The question is, what does the Rambam do with the Gemara Kiddushin in the second parak, Shlichos Yad and Tzvicha Mechira? Those are the other two that are Yishlech Levar Avera. One of them is right here. Right? Mila is the one that's fine. That works. But what about the other two? So, just to give you two answers, one from the Ksos and one from the Ur Sameach. The Ksos quotes this problem in Reish Tzadik Beis, and he quotes the Maharit to try to answer up for the Rambam. Says the Maharit, Daha degali dish b'shlichus yad. When the Torah says that yesh shliach l'dvar avera by shlichus yad, it's not a true case of yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Because what's the case of yesh shliach l'dvar avera? I make you a shliach, you do an avera. It's purely your avera. I'm going to get punished for it. You did the Aveira totally. I'm going to get punished for it. That's Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But says the Maharit, you know what Shlichus Yad is? Shlichus Yad. I, Shaleach Yad, I misappropriate, I use an item that doesn't belong to me. I'm a Shomer and I use it. So you know what the Torah is telling you? That you could violate that through a Shliach? Not a real case, conceptually, of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. But that I'm Chayiv if I am negligent regarding Shlichus Yad. I could do that with my hands. I could do that with my Shliach. But both of them are considered my pshia in Shlichus Yad. So that's not a pure, perfect case of you're Avera, I'm responsible. No, the Torah's Chiddush is that if I'm Shaleach Yad, either through my hand or through my extension, Shliach, then that's my Avera. It's not that it's your Avera that I'm responsible for. I'll read it. Tadik Ali Bishlichus Yad Lami Din Shlichus Elohumi Din Posheya Shechiyav Hakasif as a Shomer Bein Shepasha Aydei Atzel Bein Shepasha Aydei Achirim Lefisha Shmi Raso Alav. I have to guard it. Therefore, if I'm negligent in it, there are two ways. Like, I could be negligent, whether I use it or my shlich uses it, but that's still called my negligence. So therefore, that's not a true case of shlichus l'dvar aveira, because really it's my aveira. That is one. Then, what about tficha mechira? So says the Ma'arid, the same thing. Tficha mechira, the mechayev, right, it's not a case where you do the aveira and I'm getting responsible. No, tficha mechira means I benefit from something that I stole. So I could benefit either from my shechting and shechting it, or from your shechting it. That's also my benefit. And there, Mishtar Shile, says the Gemara, says the Maharit, V'tzvicha nami, afilu tzvachu ayde katan, delav bar shlichusu, mechayiv, dumya de mechirut, lokapet kra ela alma shenehenu mimenu, bein min habasar, bein min hadamin. So again, that's not a true case of shlichus advar avera, and therefore, that's what the Rambam knows the Gemara, that all three are considered an exception, but once you have all the limudim, the Rambam would say that the only true case conceptually is the case of me'ila, where really it's totally your avera, but I'm going to get punished for it. The other two, yes, maybe they're learned out. Yesh shliach l'dvar aveira from the Gemara, but what you have to say is once they're learned out, if you think about it, the yesh shliach is just being megala. This really isn't a case of shlichus. That's what he would say. That's the Maharit quoting the Ksos to explain the Rambam. There's more here, another beautiful connection, but let's stop there for a minute. That's the Ksos. Yer Sameach from Yer Simcha has a little different, very different shot. The Yer Sameach says, maybe the difference is whether even though they're all really somewhat shlichus d'var aveira, if you think about it, shechting an animal or selling an animal, inherently that's not a problem. It's only because I stole it first. That's why tficha mechira become an aveira. So tficha mechira is a context-based aveira, depending who does it. Shlichus yad also, if I use an item, if I use your item, why is that an aveira? It's only because I'm a shomer. If I'm a shomer and I use your item, so that's an aveira. Those two are based on context. Those aren't objective averos. So because they're based on who I am, also, you can't. That's not a pure case of yesh shlichus d'var aveira. You do an aveira, but it's because of who I am that it is an aveira. But when it comes to me'ila is an aveira no matter what. If I do it, if you do it, if he does it, using something from the base of Migdash. So that is a pure aveira. You do it, I'm responsible. That's what he says. Avagat b'tzicha mechira b'chem b'shlichas yad ikish shlichus d'var aveira zedafka tamon shelat sarach ha-mishaleach abdu shlichusam. It's only because they're connected to the mishaleach, and for the mishaleach that context is an aveira. V'chem gab b'shlichas yad amar la'avda o l'shlucho haynu she'itol shemen me'achavis avuro u'kamosh amar la'avda shelat sarach rabo avid komad avid avokito acher shemen me'achavis l'tzarach atzmo bi'amiris ha'nifka lo machayiv ha'nifkad. Right, if somebody else does it, it's no aveira. Levad b'meila ki amar leecha tol chaticha zu leecha losa chay v'mishaleach. That's the only pure case. Right, in the other case, he goes back. Rav mishaleach chay v'tashlum and deimaisa shlucho, etc. He continues. That's the Or Sameach in Hilchas Geneva. Also to answer up for the Rambam. There are other answers, there are the Yehuda and others, but we will stop here. Okay, that is the Rambam Shita. The only exception to Einshlichus d'var aveira is Me'ila. What does it do with the other cases? Shlichus Yad, Tficha Mechira. So that's the Ksos and Reis Sadek Beis and the Or Sameach and Hilchos Geneva, Gimel Vav. Now, next Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, HaSholeach Yad B'Pikadon. If somebody uses a Pikadon, to what? They have a Pikadon and they use it, Sholeach Yad. They literally stretch out their hands. B'pikadon, so B'shamay Omer Yilka B'chaser B'yeser. B'shamay says that you will get punished with the going down and the going up. The going down and the going up. Havamino, we think this means market value. Market value, meaning if it went down, you still got to pay K'shas HaGzela. K'shas Shlichus Yad, tough luck on you. If it went up, then you have to give back the higher price. B'shamay says the Sholeach Yad always Yado Ala Tachtona. But he still says, no, you go by Shas Hotsa. What does that mean? The Gemara will explain. Hotsa from what? Rabbi Akiva Omer Kashas HaTfiyah. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you pay by when they bring you to court. Rabbi Shas HaTfiyah, when the Mafkid brings you to court. Okay, we'll get back to what Beis Hillel means. So Amar Abba, Here we go. Tavra v'shasya. Remember this. This Gemara comes up in two places in Shas. Comes up in the beginning of Meruba, Samachay, and it comes up right here, Bavamitsiya Mem Gimel. But there is a phrase here that does not appear in Bava Kama that makes all the difference. According to, as you'll remember, or you'll see one of the Shitas. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Hai man dekoza chavita zachamra. Right? Somebody steals a barrel of wine. Mechavri from his friend. Meikar shav yezuzel v'hashto shav yabo. It was worth one when you stole it, and it's worth four now. Say $1, $4. When I stole this barrel of wine, it was worth one, and now it's worth four. So what do I have to pay now? So it depends what happened to the barrel. Tavra Ushasya, famous Gemara of Tavra Ushasya. If I break it or I drink it right now when it's worth four, Mishale Marba, I have to pay four. It went from one to four, and now it's worth four. I actively did something, I got to pay four. Isbar Mamela Mishalim Zuza. But if it broke by itself at this point, only pay one. Only pay one. Why? My timer. Kiva di Isa Hajulamari Be'ene. Since if the barrel would still be here, I would be able to just give it back to the owner and say, here's your barrel. Harisha Khalafanecha. Hahi Shaita the Kashasile Otaka Tavarle. So therefore, at the moment that you drank or broke it, meaning in the first case, it says you would be able to give it back until this moment. So if you break it now, so right now is when you're doing something, because you could have given it back before this second. So because you're breaking it now, so right now, kagaz almine. Right now you're doing the act of stealing, and therefore you pay four if you break it or drink it now. Vitznan, kol gazlanim mishal mekshas akzela, as we learned at the end of Bava Kama. All gazlanim pay for the moment that they steal it, and right now they stole it, and therefore that's what you have to pay for. But isbamemela, if it had broken by itself now, when it went from one to four, then mishalim zuzah, then you only have to pay one. Why? My timer. Because hashal over the lomidi. You haven't done anything since a month ago. You haven't touched the barrel. So am I come a chayvisle? What are you going to obligate? Why are we obligating him? Ahayishai did the gazla. There's only one thing that he did, and that was a month ago. At that moment, v'yahishai to zuzahu deshavye, it was worth one. And therefore, if you break it, you got to pay four. But if it breaks by itself, you only have to pay one.
If in the second case, that was the time he stole it, is when he stole it.
Yeah.
So then that's what he should pay and also could pay.
He should pay even if it goes from four to one.
He should pay even if he drank it.
Even if he drank...
Because in the second case, if it just broke on its own, he pays...
If it broke on its own, he pays one.
Why? Because that's when he stole it.
No.
If he drank it at that moment,
mm-hmm. If it broke by itself, then you only have to pay one because really you didn't do anything now.
So what was the maisa? The maisa was when he stole it?
The maisa was a month ago.
Right, so why can't the maisa be a month ago when he drank?
Because now you did a new maisa.
So what?
Whenever you drank it. When you drank it is when you stole it. It's a second maisa gzela. The second maisa gzela. Pashas of the Gemara here is the second maisa gzela,
right.
And therefore...
There are two maisa gzela.
Exactly, two maisa gzelas in your chaya for this one, because it's more. It's more, it's worth four right now. And therefore, we're going to get to the kefal in a minute. What do you pick kefal on?
You have to conceptualize why you need, either you stole something you didn't know.
You could steal something more.
Correct.
Two levels. So this is known, this Gemara is known as the Machlokas Ksos and the Nesivis. They made this Gemara famous. But really, the roots of it are in the Rishonim already. But I'll just mention, we'll mention it just to, for time, Ksos and the Nesivis. This Gemara, if it appears in Baba Kamba, but without the phrase, without the three words, Kagaz Almine. See the fifth line of the Gemara? Those three words do not appear in Baba Kamba, Kagaz Almine. Because of that, the possibility is open to interpret why are you chayiv when you break it or drink it at T2. So the pashtus, this Gemara says a beferish. Rashi even in Baba Kama says a beferish. Many Rishonim say, as we just explained it, it's a second maisa gzela. Second maisa gzela, that's what you did. And therefore there's T1 and there's T2. Second maisa gzela. And therefore, you're going to be chayiv based on that. That is the shita of the Nesivus. The Nesivus holds there are two maisa gzelas. Why? Because gzela means further distancing an item from the owner. And therefore, when you steal a barrel, you're distancing it from the owner. When you drink it or break it, you're further distancing it from the owner. And therefore, that's a second maisa gzela. The Nesivus says maisa gzela is defined as further distancing an item from the owner. The Ksos, though, says, this is all in Simen Lamed Dalet, the Ksos says no. The Ksos says, you know what's going on here, and you have to figure out how the Ksos reads the Gemara. But Bakama is able to read, but here it's impossible to figure out. You don't take the word Gzela literally. The Ksos says, you know why you're Chayev? Tav Rishasya? Midin Mazik. Mazik for damaging. chayv damaging. You stole it originally. But you know what says the Ksos? Maisa Gzela is defined as a hotsa'a mirishus bailim. That's a Maisa Gzela. Therefore, once you took it out of Rishus bailim, you can't steal it anymore. And that's why Goniv ben Aganav is not going to be chayv kefel. Because you didn't steal it from the rishus of the owner. Gneva is a hotsa'a mirishus bailim. And therefore, at T2, you cannot be chayv. Right, why does the Ksos come up with this? He comes up with this because the Shulchan Aruch paskins, Goniv ben Aganav is not pasul la'edus. Not pasul la'edus. Why isn't he pasul la'edus? He's a ganav. Right? The Ksos even counters this. Kofar b'pikadon is pasul la'edus. They didn't even do an act. You just denied having somebody's object. Kofar b'pikadon is going to be pasul la'edus, while Goniv ben Aganav is kasha la'edus. You did something much worse. The answer is yeah. Because Goniv ben Aganav, you didn't do a Maisa Gneva. There was no Hotsa Mirishas Bailim. It's already out of Rishas Bailim. And therefore, you're not going to be Pasol. You didn't do a Maisa Gneva there. Mashenke, by Kofar B'Pikadon, the second that you're Kofar, that's a Maisa Gneva. It's Ki'ilu, it's a Maisa Gzela. And therefore, you are going to be Pasol Eidus. So this is a Machlokas between Tzos and the Nesivis. When you break it or drink it, and you're Chayah 4, is that Midin Mazik? Or is that Midin Get Ganav? Right, that is a major machlokes, many, many nafkamina. I'll just mention one of them. Does your kefel go by, when you break it, does your kefel go by T2 or by T1? The Rambam says, beferish, it goes by T2. And the Reb Chaim says that, it's mefurish like the Nesivis. It's a Maisa Geneva at T2. Are you going to pay kefel double the 4 and not double the 1? Right, the Rambam says that, and therefore... says Reb Chaim that he thinks the Rambam is a beferish raya like the Nesivis.
No,
it's not in.
And Gal of Ehe. When do you pay Gal of Ehe?
Right.
Is it the time you stole it? Is it
right? Well, the Gemara then went up to. Is it talking about Yoker Vizul? Is talking about? It's talking about the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim is in Chidushi Grachal Hashas Reish Mem Gimel. Be right. I don't want to get back into that Gemara now, but.
But I thought Kefel also goes with Gal of Ehe.
The Gemara spoke about that. Can you be mechad between the different kenosos? Okay, one more minute. Right. So says the one other point, and then we will continue. And that is the Ramban here. The Ramban, much discussed Ramban. Ramban here says 1 to 4, and if it breaks by itself, you only chayev 1. The Shiloh though is ask the Ramban. It's quoted by Rishonim here, by Rishonim there. But 1 minute, right when you stole it, you're a ganav. Isn't a ganav chayev an onsen? If a ganav is chayev an onsen. So then, even if it breaks by itself, you should be chayev 4. It only occurred now, and I should be chayev what it's worth now. That's the Ramban's kasha. Isn't a ganav chayev an onsen like a shoel, and therefore you should be chayev now 4? So the Ramban answers, don't compare the chayev onsen of a ganav to the chayev onsen of a shoel. The chayev onsen of a shoel, you're chayev b'shas ones. And therefore, whatever it's worth at the time of the ones, you're going to be chayiv. A ganav is chayiv onsen mishas geneva. And therefore, his chayiv onsen start from there, whatever it was worth then. That's the chilek. The Ramban says, a ganav and a shoel are both chayiv and onsen. But the question is when. The Ritva says, it's the same kasha as the Ramban, and he says an even greater chiddush. He says, no, a shoel is, where's my Ritva? Here.
And that's not called a foundation online, because you always pay the greater.
No, I don't, we'll have to see how he fits in. It says the Ritva, one other one. Where is my, this is this Ritva. The Ritva here says, V'yesh lomar, de-shoel lo kan yeklal, v'lo afki mirishuz bailam. The shoel is never kon at all. Ki ha bailam yichon l'machro laktisha. Even if a shoel has it, the bailam could be maktishit. So says the Ritva, a shoel is not kon. This goes against a lot of Gemaras. Got to figure out how he understands Gemaras. A shoel is never koned at all, and therefore he's only chayav hashas ones. Mashenki the ganav is acquires it right away. So he says the same idea as the Ramban, but in a much more extreme formulation. The Ramban says they're both koned, but when does the chayav onsen kick in? The Ritva says no, a shoel isn't koned at all. It's only chayav onsen later on. Mashenki the ganav right away. The shaila is though, if he's not koned at all, why is he allowed to use it? Why is he chayav onsen if he's not koned? Right, if he's not Konin, why is there a Chiyav Onsen? We thought a Chiyav Onsen is a reflection, a function of Kinyan. It's not based on Shmira, it was Poshea. Right.
Isn't there
a time period for a Shoel?
Right, there's a time period, but we thought it's a Kinyan for that time period. Right. So what you have to say, I heard Rabbi Sachs say over this Ritva, and he says what you have to say for this Ritva is that it's just a Hischaivus Midas. Mm-hmm. It's a separate Hischaivus, like you can be Mischaiv yourself for anything. I don't own it, but I'm mizchayev myself to pay for own sin. We're gonna have the Mishnah later on. He gave the mashal. Master shomer chinam lias kashomer sachar. I'm a shomer chinam, but I can take on upon the responsibilities of a shomer sachar. I'm a shomer sachar. I can take upon myself the responsibilities of a shoel. And that's not a kinyan. So that's what you have to say for the Ritva. If you're not kona it while you chayev and own sin, it must be because of his chayevus midas.
It's a special din of meila, even though you're
not kona. Special din of meila, right? It's enough hotsa mirushus meila. Period. Okay. So that is, again, two important points. Tavar v'shasya is the Ksos and the Nesivis, and the Ramban right here. The Ramban and the Ritva right here. B'metziyah Mimkim. Okay. Tanan. Says the Mishnah now. So let's try to relate Tavar v'shasya to our Mishnah. Beisil omer mikshas hotsa'a. Beisil says, you pay by shas hotsa'a. So my kishas hotsa'a. Sholeach yad pays kishas hotsa'a. So my kishas hotsa'a, what does that mean? Ile mikshas hotsa'a min ha'olam. Does that mean at the time that it leaves the world, right, the time that you break it, ubamai? With what case are we talking about? Ibachaser, if it goes down, meaning it goes from, let's say, 4 to 1, and then you broke the Geneva. So then, Mi'ikal Amanda Amar, does anybody say that the Ganav could get off better? He could pay the less amount, but it's not called Gazlan Mishalam and Chasak Zela. Of course not. You have to pay Chasak Zela. Ibiyaser, so it must be went up. So, Haina Beishamai, that's Beishamai Shita. So, what would be the difference? So, Elapshita Chas Hotsaw Mi Beish Bailim. It must be the word Hotsaw does not mean Hotsaw from the world, but Hotsaw from the Rishus of the Bailim. That's what you have to pay. And the Gemara says, Lema Rabba Damar Kebe Shammai. If that's true then, does Rabba say like Beis Hillel says, Hotsa Mirshus Bailam? Does Rabba say like Beis Shammai? You go by Isbar Mamela, he would say you pay the four? So Amalacha Rabba, no. B'yasar Kuli Amalo Pligi. There's no machlokes bowed if it goes up. And the Rashi says on the fourth line, and Beis Hillel really holds, it's Kishas Hotsa Min Olam. But we still don't have to say that Rabba is going like Beis Shammai. Because Ki Pligi Bechaser, the machlokes is when it goes down. Beis Shammai savi shlichus yad ein esrich chisaron. Beis Shammai says shlichus yad does not require chisaron, therefore you're considered a shaleach yad. V'chi chaser b'rshusa didei chaser. And therefore, when it goes down in the rishus of the ganav. Beis Hillel savi shlichus yad esrich chisaron. V'chi chaser b'rshusa demari chaser. Beis Hillel says you're allowed to give it back even if it went down in value. You know why? Because I'm not considered a shaleach yad. I didn't devalue the item. It's still considered in your rishus. So it goes down in value. What could you do? It went down in your rishus. Number one, says the Gemara. Elohad Amar Rava Shlichas Yad Enes Richi Chisaron Leimar Rava Damar Kebe Shammai. Same kind of question. One second. So we just said the Machlokas Tzim B'Shammai Beis Hillel is about Shlichas Yad Richi Chisaron. So according to all the Amaron that hold you need Chisaron, you don't need Chisaron. Go like Beis Shammai. Again, we'd rather not say that. Beis Shammai is always rejected. Elohacha Mayaskina on another try. What's the Machlokas in the Mishnah? Kagon Shetiltel Lahavi Alei Gozlos. You took the barrel to use it. Right, to stand on, to reach some pigeons. Ubishol Shalomidas Kamiflagi. And the Machlokas is about Shoel Shalomidas. Remember, we mentioned on Friday, a lot of these cases overlap. Shaleach Yad Bikadon, Shoel Shalomidas. Shoel Shalomidas, you borrowed it without permission. That's the Machlokas in our Mishnah. Bishamay Avrasavi, Shoel Shalomidas, Gazlan Have. Bishamay says the Shoel Shalomidas is considered a Gazlan. Vichi Chaser Bershusa Didei Chaser. So the second that he used it is considered in his Rishus, therefore you got to pay the four. Which is worth right away. No, Shoel Shalomidas is still called a Shoel. And really went down in the owner's property. And therefore, I'm sorry, it went down in value, but I can give it back to you, even though it's worth less now. So the Gemara says, also it doesn't work. We pass Shoel Shalomidas is a Gazlan. So we go like Beis Shammai. So Ella, last try. Halcha b'shevach shal gazela kamiflagi. The machlokas is about appreciation that happens after the gzela. Meaning what? Let's say the sheep gets a full coat of wool or has a baby. So whose is that? That's the machlokas. Beis Shammai savi shevach gzela de nigzal havi. Shevach gzela goes back to the nigzal. It's the owner's. Beis Hillel savi shevach gzela get the gazlan havi. And Beis Hillel says, no, it goes to the gazlan. Right, if it didn't have it when it was stolen, it goes to the gazlan. It would plug the tani tanoi, and it's the following machlokas tanoim. The tani, as the Brisa says in Baba Kama, hagozlas harachel gazas of a yolda. If I steal a sheep and then I shear it or it gives birth, mishalim osaves gizoseves ladoseha divrei Rabbi Meir. Meir says you got to pay everything. You got to pay the shearings and the vlados. Those return belong to the original owner. Rabbi Yehuda Omer gazela chazeres beineinu. You return the gazela, the animal itself. And everything else belongs to the Gazlan. Deganami, and also it makes sense that this is the machlokas in our Mishnah. Diktani beishamei omer milka b'chaser v'yaser beisol omer kshas hotzah shvamina. The lashon of yoker v'zula are not used in the Mishnah. It says chaser v'yaser, and therefore that sounds more like, you know, something happened to it specifically, not based on market value. period. We don't have time to get into it, but there's a sheet of the Rambam here that says that the Shevach, the Gazlan is Kona the Shevach, rock only after Yeish. Before Yeish, the Gazlan is not Kona the Shevach. So the problem is here, it doesn't seem like Yeish took place. And the Sula Machlokas, that's a discussion, how the Rambam says his sheet. Okay, a little more. Rabbi Kiva, Omer Kishasa Tviya. Omer Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel, Alok Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel say that Alok Rabbi Kiva, that you go, what value do you go by? You go by the time that the they were Toveya you. So we'll get to a Pasuk. Umod Rabbi Kiva, Makam Shish Eidim. But Rabbi Kiva admits that if there are witnesses that you stole it, that you pay by the moment that you stole it. My time of Rabbi, why? What's the reason? What's the source of Rabbi Akiva? To Amar Kra, Lasher Hulo Yitinu B'Yomash Maso. Lasher Hulo, whoever has it, you have to give it to him on the day of his guilt. The Kiva Deika Edim, Mehu Shaitahu Deichayev Le Ashma. What is the day of your guilt? So if Edim saw you steal it, so that's the day of your guilt. But if no Edim saw, so when are you guilty? When do you have to pay? So what's the day Ashma? That's the day that you're Tovea you in Bezdin. Amalei Rav Oshi, Rav Yehuda, Rabbi Ato Merkain, Rabbi, you say this pshat in Rabbi Akiva. Hachi Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Chalak Rabbi Akiva, Afil B'Makam She'esh Eidim. Rabbi Akiva argues, even if there were witnesses at the for the Shasa Ganeva. My time, Amar Kral, Asher Ulo Yidin Rabbi Yomash Maso. Because still the Pasuk says the day of your guilt, Ubeidinu Demachayvi Le'ashma, and Bezdin is the one that creates the day of your guilt, even if they were Eidim when you stole it. Amalei Reb Zera Rav Abba Bar Papa Ki Hazlas LaHasam Reb Zera says to Rav Abba, when you go there, Akif Asulma Ditzur. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, go to Sulma Ditzur. Va'ola Gabed Reb Yaakov Bar Idi. Go ask Reb Yaakov. Uboy Minei Yishmiel Eder Reb Yochanan Lachar Reb Akiva and Lachar Reb Akiva. Go ask him who, if Halacha is like Reb Akiva or not. So Amalei, so he did, and he said to him, Hachi Am Reb Yochanan Lachar Reb Akiva LaOlam. Halacha is like Reb Akiva forever. So my LaOlam, obviously that word is extra. What does it mean LaOlam? Amr of Ashi, Shalot Tomar Hanimi Leheka Deleka Edim, Avalheka Deke Edim Lo. First of all, Olam teaches me that Rabbi Akiva's sheet is even if there were Edim. Because it's always like Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says a sheet that even if there were Edim about Shasa Ganeva, still, you go by Shasa Tfiya. That's the determining moment. Vinami, Deahadri, Leduchta, Veispera, and also, this is the Olam, even if you return it to the spot and it breaks, that still doesn't work. La'afukim with Rabbi Shmuel, going against Rabbi Shmuel, meaning like Rabbi Kiva Shita, Da'amar Lobina Das Bailam, as we discussed last week. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel says you don't need Das Bailam, you just return the item and you're free. Kamash Malan to Bina Das Bailam. Kamash Malan that you need Das Bailam, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara just ends off. Rava Amar halacha like Beis Hillel. But Rava says the halacha is like Beis Hillel, not like Rabbi Akiva or Beis Shammai. And interesting, Rashi here paskins. Rashi says, Va'anan Karava Avdinan, the Havile Basra. We go like Rava. Rashi unusually paskins in this Gemara because he was later. Okay, we'll stop here. Listen, tomorrow we'll do a little more Shluchas Yad, and then we will start Perek HaZahav.